From war in the Middle East to rising fuel prices here at home, Ireland's energy security is back in sharp focus. And now, a question that's been off the table in this country for decades is quietly creeping back in. Should Ireland go nuclear? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. And every few years, there is that moment that forces us to really rethink how we power this country. And right now, it's the ongoing instability around Iran, pressure on global oil and gas supplies, and the realisation once again that Ireland is still heavily dependent on energy that we don't control. In recent times, the mood in Irish politics has moved somewhat. Former Green Party leader Eamon Ryan has suggested that the black and white nature of the pro-anti-nuclear debate may have been counterproductive in our approach to our energy independence in Ireland, and that it might be time to consider an alternative approach.
One of the problems that we have is that there's this constant debate we have nuclear versus renewables. And in that one versus the other, a lot of people promoting renewables spent most of the time talking down renewables when actually it is the cheapest and best power supply available to us. One of the benefits of us moving on from that nuclear versus renewables debate and not ruling anything out is that you maybe get to a much more reasoned and a much more accurate debate of what's really possible and what's financeable and what works best. And yes, I think in Europe, it will be a combination of nuclear and renewables, primarily most new power generation coming in the front of wind and solar and battery storage, backed up by nuclear in those countries that have it.
And according to Daniel Murray, who's reporting in the Business Post, there are now several senior members of government who are open to reviewing Ireland's nuclear power ban, while the issue has been actively discussed at cabinet energy committees in recent weeks. It is worth noting that Ireland already imports nuclear-generated electricity from places like France. So we are relying on it somewhat. We're just not producing it ourselves. Nuclear, they say, is a stable, secure, low-carbon energy source that could help back up renewables. But some say that it's still too risky, too costly, too expensive, and something Ireland made the right call on when it banned it back in 1999. The words of Neil McCann of the Irish anti-nuclear movement illustrate that this is an issue that still provokes really strong reactions for many.
Well, the concerns are to do with waste and the consequences of some defect occurring, which invariably has happened in the past, and it's not safe. And the consequences of its safety risks are catastrophic. They're in no way mild. I mean, one particle of plutonium exposure on your finger and goodbye, you're dead. I'm sorry. This is terribly lethal stuff, and it has no business near civic power systems, and it's time that it was removed from everywhere all over the world.
So the question is it time now to reopen this conversation? Is it time to bite the bullet and commit to nuclear, or is this still a step too far for the majority of Irish people? Well, joining me now to discuss this is Brian Mann, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and Dr. Paul Dean, senior lecturer in clean energy futures at University College Cork. Paul, I want to come to you first because we're having this conversation, or we're starting perhaps to see this conversation begin in Ireland. But globally, I think it is fair to say that there has been a real shift in the last 4 to 5 years in particular. The number of countries that are using nuclear energy is increasing. The number of countries that have put plans in place to use nuclear energy is increasing all the time. I think we're over 40 at this point and about 400 nuclear reactors around the globe. Is that because of questions and concerns about climate change and indeed this ongoing concern that countries have now to have their own energy security? Is that what's driving that?
Hi, Ciara. Yeah, you're right. Look, nuclear tends to raise its head every couple of years within the kind of the energy cycle. The recent surge and interest in nuclear energy has primarily been driven really, I guess, around the AI and the data center industry, because those institutions are really looking for stable and reliable and secure power. So more recently, it hasn't really been around energy security, hasn't really been around climate. It's been primarily around, I suppose, the drive for AI and the growth in AI. But again, look, in the last couple of weeks, we've all seen how reliant countries like Ireland are on imported energy. And I suppose nuclear has kind of raised its head in that degree again. It's important to remember, I think, though, Ciara, that nuclear is primarily used for generating electricity. The current crisis that we're going through is really about the price of petrol and diesel. So all the nuclear in the world doesn't help us get a dig out of the current energy crisis, but it does maybe offer us a possibility for the future to produce more electricity and clean electricity in a different way.
And there was this really interesting study in the Irish Times back in February of this year. One in three Irish adults now backs actually the construction of nuclear power plants here in Ireland. That's up from 28% last year, but almost 50%, it was around 45%, still remain opposed to the idea of nuclear energy being generated in this country. In terms of the countries in Europe that have embraced nuclear energy in the last number of years, was there that same level of opposition and that same level of wariness amongst the public? And if so, how did they overcome that?
Most nuclear power plants here in Europe are probably built in the 60s and 70s, when I suppose there wasn't the same level of awareness or maybe the same level of concern around nuclear energy back then. Ironically, though, a lot of the more recent nuclear power plants that were built in the early 80s were built on the back of the oil crises in the 70s. So kind of, I suppose, echoes of what we're going through today. So there's about 18 countries around Europe at the moment that are building nuclear power plants. What we tend to see here is that nuclear power plants tend to be built in countries that already have legacy plants. So They would be countries that would have competent authorities in operating these plants. They would have, I suppose, a public and a workforce who are very familiar with these type of things. And unfortunately, that's something that we don't really have in Ireland.
In terms of the nuclear plants that we hear about now, we talk about these small nuclear reactors. What exactly are they, Paul? Let's go back to the very basics here. How do they work?
Yeah, so small modular reactors, in many ways, it's kind of like some modular homes. It's a kind of the idea here, Kier, is that you build nuclear power plants at a much smaller scale. That means that they would be maybe a third or a quarter the size of kind of traditional nuclear power plants. But you build them in designated industrial locations around the world. And the idea there is that you would standardize the production. And the hope there is that you would keep the cost down, you would increase the safety, and then you'd ship the modular nuclear power plants to the country where it is needed. It's a lovely design. It's a lovely concept. We've been talking about this for a long time, but from a commercial perspective, Ciara, it's not a technology that you can buy at the moment. It's not commercially available. There's currently only two small modular power plants in operation at the moment, one in Russia, one in China. They're typically not very good proxies for kind of what would stand for in kind of rules-based economies. I think the one to keep an eye on, Ciara, is the government of Ontario in Canada. I've just broke ground on building one of these small modular reactors last summer. It's going to cost $6 billion Canadian dollars for a 300 megawatt plant. That's a lot of money. The expectation is, Ciara, that would come down in time. So I think in this side of the world, that's probably the best plant to watch. See how they get on over the next decade or so. Does that plant get built? Is it successful? And if it is successful, what its commercial track record will become?
Ireland is already importing, we understand, nuclear electricity that has been generated from abroad. Does that in some way weaken the case against producing it ourselves here in Ireland, do you think, Paul?
I think it ultimately comes down to cost and expectations, Ciara. Look, myself, I would be very much open to the idea of generating nuclear in any country, because when you look at the dangerous things coming down the line, such as climate change and energy security, etc. But we have to keep an open mind, but also be realistic that this is probably a technology that only will become available in maybe 10 or 15 years' time. So it's not something for the next 10 or 15 months, which I think will be the great difficulty with the current energy crisis. So it's something for the next couple of decades. And my fear and my worry always when we start talking about nuclear in Ireland here is that it becomes a distraction from the things that we need to do in the short term. So we're kind of very much allured, I suppose, by this long-term appeal of nuclear. But it's a technology that has a long road to travel before countries like Ireland can even begin to assess whether it's commercially feasible or not.
So you think this sort of commentary that's been leaked from the meetings this week in the government is a bit premature? Or are we right to even just begin the conversation and to look at it here? I mean, would ultimately the benefits of this outweigh any of the risks that you mentioned there, including the length of time it takes to produce and the cost factor, which many say is prohibitive?
No, it's good to talk about it because, look, it takes 10 or 15 years to get these projects up and running anyway in most countries. So I think it's good to talk about it. Now, the thing I would have a concern about, Ciara, it's been talked in the context of the current energy crisis. Nuclear isn't going to give us any help with the current energy crisis. It's still something that's a long way down the road. So it cannot become a distraction for the things that we need to do in the near term, which is avail of our own renewable resources here in Ireland. We have the wind, we have the sunlight, we have the people, we have the finances, and we have the policies. The challenge in Ireland is that we have difficulty building things. We have difficulty building wind farms, we have difficulty building pylons, we have difficulty building solar. And if we have difficulty in building those things in this decade, the chances of building something like nuclear in the next decade are even more challenging.
Paul Dean, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ciara.
Well, joining me now to discuss the politics of all of this is Brian Mann, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Brian, you might just bring me through how the Irish government's stance on nuclear energy has really changed and evolved over the past almost three decades.
Yeah, so I think there was a plan to have a nuclear facility, I believe, down in Wexford back in the 70s, and that was ultimately rejected. I think that the quote used, I saw in the Irish Independent today, People Power kind of pushed back on it. And then there was legislation passed at another point in the late 80s, early 90s, which kind of outlawed the use of nuclear facilities in Ireland. So it just hasn't been a policy issue. It hasn't been a form of power that Irish governments or Irish industry have used on the island ever, really. But in the last number of weeks, there's been a number of reports of discussions within government about kind of a shift in perspective from people like Jack Chambers, James Lawless, Simon Harris and others who now want to have a more significant discussion about maybe we should change our position on this matter. And Jack Chambers and Simon Harris were asked about this yesterday for the first time, I guess, on the record. And Jack Chambers, the public expenditure minister, the Fianna Fáil minister, said, you know, we need to have a debate and a policy discussion on nuclear energy. And he kind of said many other European countries and countries around the world are using nuclear energy as part of their energy mix. And he said it was a very different policy context than the one that Ireland faced in the 1990s, for example, when the legislation initially restricted it. So we've shifted from the 1970s when they tried to do it and it was pushed back by People Power to legislation explicitly outlawing it in the 90s to today, where I guess with the war in Ukraine in the last couple of years and now what we see in the Strait of Hormuz happening with the US-Iranian war, that government ministers are going, is there a way we can get in the medium term to talking about nuclear energy in a rational way?
And it is worth noting that across Europe, 50% of all carbon-free electricity is produced from nuclear plants. So we are way behind, I suppose, in Ireland here in terms of how we have approached nuclear energy and in terms of the amount of nuclear energy that we are using in this country. I mean, years ago, I remember speaking to the Fianna Fáil MEP, Billy Kelleher, about this back in 2023. He said we needed to get real and stop being so hypocritical in this country when it came to discussing nuclear energy, given the fact that we import it from the UK and from France. And there are plans to increase the levels that we import once that French connector next year is up and running. So is the significance today, I suppose, the seniority of the people within government who are now saying, let's have this conversation?
Yeah, the difference in responses from Simon Harris and Jack Chambers yesterday were interesting. Simon Harris said he had no ideological opposition to nuclear energy, but he kind of framed it more in the way of the Irish government is doing an awful lot of work on offshore energy, and there's a lot of work the government has already done from a policy perspective on this and hopefully getting more offshore wind energy up and running in the next decade or so. Jack Chambers was a bit more robust. He said, you know, we needed to have this public conversation. Other countries are way ahead of us on it. And he cited kind of works from, I think, the Irish Engineers Association, who said that nuclear energy needed to be in the mix. But certainly if you have the public expenditure minister and someone who's, you know, quite young, you know, Jack Chambers is in his mid to early 30s. If he wants to push this through as a policy proposal, he has a long political career ahead of him to make this part of kind of, I guess, the Jack Chambers brand of kind of pragmatism. And that's how I think it can maybe partly be looked at as well.
And it's interesting to see that there is that wider push within Fianna Fáil with other backbenchers who've also been talking the last couple of years about Ireland needing to move towards nuclear energy. And apparently now there is going to be a motion I brought before the next Fianna Fáil Ardesh to look at the issue of nuclear. Do you think that indicates that things are actually going to move quickly in this direction?
Look, nothing in Irish policy or political landscape moves quickly.
I thought you might say that, Brian.
for the listener at home, I mean, from something being approved as a motion at the Fianna Fáil Ardesh to it then becoming government, official government policy after what would be doubtless many, many rounds of consultations and protests to something then eventually being built. I think both Jack Chambers, Dara O'Brien, who spoke on this, I think, in the Business Post recently, and Simon Harris, that this is a medium to long term goal for the government. So what the government is doing now, there's a phrase in British politics, it's called rolling the pitch. So what they're trying to do now is kind of establish the ability to have a conversation on their terms about nuclear policy without the Greens being kind of a major political player as they were in the last government. So that in 18 months or 2 years, when a policy paper is maybe published by the Department of Environment, it won't come as a complete shock to the public. So this is kind of the government kind of going, let's start to have the conversation. And maybe by the end of this term of government, the policy position may have shifted. It may become a formal policy position. But then you have to repeal legislation, and then you have to get private business and private enterprise involved to actually build these small nuclear reactors, which is what people are talking about principally.
Yeah, and it's interesting, having spoken to Eamon Ryan before, I know he said, look, he didn't feel during his time as Minister for the Environment that there was any private company in Ireland who'd put forward any serious proposal that would have encouraged him to look at the legislation or to look at repealing that legislation to allow them to come in and build a nuclear power plant in this country. Politically, and I suppose publicly, what do you think, Brian, are the biggest barriers here?
Chernobyl, probably. That historical kind of barrier in people's minds. There was a line there, Timmy Dooley was speaking on the matter a couple of weeks ago in the Dáil. A number of other Fianna Fáil TDs have kind of raised their support for nuclear energy. A first-time TD, Anisha Carool, and a long-time TD in Lascancorla, John McGuinness, have both raised it as a prospect. And responding for the government, Timmy Dooley, as the junior minister in the debate, said, you know, that people are kind of opposed to offshore wind and wind farms down in Clare. And he said he had asked, you know, his own constituents and voters, well, what would you think about nuclear power? And he wasn't getting exactly a positive response there either. I mean, look, there's not wind farms, but solar panel farms down in parts of Cork, which are being put on, you know, brilliant farming land. That's getting an awful lot of opposition from TDs in Cork. You get TDs who are opposed to wind farms in Laois. You have Sinn Féin and TDs in Cavan and Monaghan, and government TDs who are opposed to the North-South interconnector. These things are big, clunky, obtrusive public infrastructure, and people don't like to see them on their land. If people think that flicker from wind farms is bad, I think the scaremongering and the fears that the public will have about a nuclear reactor of any description in Ireland would far, far, far surpass any complaints about wind farms or solar farms.
So there will be huge opposition, you would imagine, to the actual infrastructure, and then huge operation to any of the permanent storage facilities that you would need to create to keep the waste from these power plants as well. Do you think then, Brian, as somebody who's been in the game for a while, that Ireland is likely to adopt nuclear energy, not this generation, but perhaps for the next generation?
That seems like probably a more realistic proposal, a 5-10 year kind of horizon. I think the discussion that Jack Chambers and others in government clearly want to have is part of a broader shift in mindset in government, that big infrastructure needs to happen, it needs to be done, and we need to kind of facilitate it to be built. And we see that, I think Jack Chambers this week is publishing the critical infrastructure bill as part of that. So there has been that big mindset shift within government. And I think as part of that, plus, you know, two energy crises in the space of 4 years has shifted kind of government thinking internally to go, well, do we need to start at least rolling the pitch and having the conversation so that in 18 months or 2 years, when we put out a consultation document, that the public are kind of in the headspace to at least consider it. But I mean, is this going to happen before the next election? Is it going to be an election issue in 4 years' time? I would be very surprised. This is about day dot having a conversation from the very senior people in government to kind of get the Irish public ready to have a bigger conversation in 4, 5, 6 years' time.
Brian Mann, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I would really love to hear your thoughts on this one. Should Ireland consider going nuclear? Are you ready to see a nuclear power plant in this country? Is it something you would support or something you would absolutely oppose? Are we right to even be having this conversation? Do drop me an email with your thoughts, newstalkdaily@newstalk.com, or find me on Instagram @officialkiraD. Always love to hear from you. Until tomorrow morning, goodbye.